We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome, welcome, welcome one and all to Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are live on location at ACC kickoff here at the Westin, Charlotte, North Carolina. Great to be with you guys. A hump day edition of the show, and what a scene this is. Lots of fun. Folks, if you are a fan of Clemson or a fan of the ACC, this is where you need to be for the next 3 hours. Offsides with Mark Ryan. Lonzo's here. We are live on location inside the Westin. And I'm telling you, my philosophy when we have a show like this is always to try to bring you here, right? That's always my goal. That's always what I'm after. And I want you guys to experience what we're experiencing here in real time. I'm at the top floor of the Westin right now, and they have, this radio row up here. So they have all these tables, and all the different radio stations are laid out here. They're all ready to go. There's basically one table per radio station. Coaches are walking by. Famous people are walking by. It can be sensory overload for some. Lonzo, how are you doing?
I think we are in the perfect spot because I'm watching people coming off the escalator, and I think you can tell confidence level of people by whether they stumble off the escalator or step off with their chest forward.
Yeah, no, there's you certainly see a different confidence levels walking around here today. It's a kind of a big open foyer here in the Westin, and then they have a big ballroom about maybe 50 feet from where we're set up, where they have the main stage for the ACC kickoff. I can't tell you how many times earlier today, how many times today already, you've seen a familiar face that you swear you've seen on TV a million times, and you're like, "What? That name? I'm trying to think of that name." And then sometimes the name of the famous person comes to you, and then sometimes it doesn't.
Hey, you pointed out, look, there's Tim Hasselbeck. I'm like, that's not Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah, Tim Hasselbeck was here. Was going right down the elevator.
I know.
And I can't remember his first name right now, but Chris Collinsworth's son, who is now an analyst for ESPN, is here as well. So I've seen
Let's call him.
Looks
Junior.
Looks exactly like his dad. Looks exactly like his dad. So, a loaded schedule here today. Tons of fun stuff going on here today. The Atlantic Division is up front and center here today. And so that means Steve Adazio of Boston College, Dabo Swinney of Clemson, Willie Taggart of Florida State, Scott Satterfield of Louisville, Dave Doran of NC State, Dino Babers of Syracuse, and Dave Clawson of Wake Forest. So lots of different schedules going on today. Willie Taggart is here, and Dabo Swinney, we're looking at his schedule here today. They've got full schedules, but we're seeing everybody. I'll tell you, it's from talking to people here and having been to SEC media days in the past, the ACC is doing a really wonderful job. It's organized. There's obviously a huge focus right now on the ACC network and what that can potentially mean to this conference. We've talked about the fact that, Clemson only profited $5 million last year. And a main reason for the network and the ESPN's affiliation with this conference is to bring more money into these conferences, is to make ACC football a priority. We've all heard the Cheers song, you want to go where everybody knows your name, right? And everybody feels that way. But if you use the SEC as a model, And I think that's smart for everybody to do. If you use the SEC as a model, look at what the SEC has been able to accomplish in recent years in on the college basketball front. You know, dating back to the Field of Dreams movie, if you build it, they will come. I would put the list of coaches right now in SEC basketball against any other conference in the country. And the network money that the SEC has brought in, they've used that money to improve the basketball product. So in the SEC, everybody knows football's number one and basketball's number two. And in the ACC, everybody knows that basketball's number one and football's been number two. And because of that, outside of what Clemson's been able to accomplish, what Florida State was able to accomplish 3, 4, 5 years ago in the history of Florida State football, you have a bunch of basketball schools trying to play football. But if these member institutions are smart, they will follow the SEC model, which has worked brilliantly to increase the caliber of play in SEC basketball, and we will see if they can make that happen in SEC football. If you can believe it, right now I am looking at the Orange Bowl championship trophy, I am looking at the ACC championship trophy, and I am looking at the college football national championship trophy.
I was now, wondering Lonzo, when if, you were going to point that
if,
out.
If any yeah. of these are going to go missing, I didn't do it. I just want to let everybody know that they're really close to me. I'm getting klepto hands syndrome right now.
See, what Mark is not telling you is there's a very large gentleman just standing right there within earshot who could take you out if you tried to touch one of those
so
trophies.
So is he the person that tackles me if I go to make a run here? We see Dave.
You wouldn't have to tackle
him. We see Dave Doran, the NC State football coach, walking by here right now. An alarm is going off, which means somebody probably touched the national championship trophy. The security guard has moved out of the way now, Lonzo, and I'm going to make a break for it. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a fire alarm, actually.
I'm going to make a break for it. So I got to tell you guys this today.
People don't seem to be concerned that there's a fire alarm going off.
I've got to tell you, I met Dabo Swinney this morning. You know, those of you Clemson fans, we have a ton of Clemson fans here. I was in the main broadcast hall when they were doing the pictures of the head coaches, and Dabo was just talking to the side, and I looked to my right, and Dabo Swinney is standing right next to me, which it caught me by surprise, but I guess it shouldn't, being here at the ACC kickoff. And I just turned to my right, and I said, Dabo, Mark Ryan, nice to meet you. Looked like he knew who I was, Lonzo. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. He said, Mark, yes, Mark Ryan, nice to meet you. And I told him all about my experience at the spring football game. I would love to have the chance to interview Dabo Swinney. I promised you guys if I did, I would ask the straight questions. I would ask the straight questions, and I would ask the difficult questions. I promised you I would, but in the short 60 seconds that I had to meet him, was obviously very, very friendly, and I let him know that my experience at the spring game was incredible, and the vibe and the atmosphere that they've created there, the family vibe, the family atmosphere was absolutely, positively incredible. So,
I hate to interrupt, but yeah. there's an announcement going off, and I think it says something about an actual fire. I could be wrong. Here's the thing. We're surrounded by media who would be staying in here to report on the fire. So if there's smoke going, are you staying or are you going?
Lonzo, I believe you should die doing what you love. And if I die here today, I can die a happy man. So I feel like I'm not going anywhere. You know, I feel like I'm good. I feel like I'm just gonna make this happen. So let's tell you a little bit about what's coming on today on the show. We're supposed to be joined any minute by the chief of the Orange Bowl committee here. So I know Lonzo's trying to track him down right now. Lonzo's walking around and trying to help us track him down, and we appreciate Lonzo doing that. We are chasing an interview with Dino Babers from Syracuse, okay? Head coach at Syracuse, as well as Tanner Muse, safety from Clemson, John Simpson, offensive lineman from Clemson. We have made all of these requests, and we look forward to hopefully being able to bring those interviews to you over the course of the program today. What a scene. Just what a scene. And it's always kind of a cool feeling. And, growing up, and I'm a fan just like you guys are, right? I mean, I get to do this great job for a living, and it's awesome. But, you wouldn't believe it. You have to kind of coach yourself and train yourself to be in the situations like these, because these are the guys you grew up watching. These are the guys you grew up idolizing. These are the coaches you've been watching for 20 years. And you gotta convince yourself, hey, we are one of these people. We are these guys. I'll never forget being on Radio Row for the Super Bowl, my first time ever. I felt like it was 200 people in a ballroom, and then 200 famous people in a ballroom, and me. And I was like, which one of these people doesn't belong? You know, how am I in this room with Joe Namath and Joe Namath and Joe Montana and all of these famous people that you idolized? And this room is somewhat like that. It's a who's who of the history of the ACC Conference, of the present of the ACC Conference. You immediately pick up the special treatment that Dabo Swinney and everyone affiliated with Clemson is getting. One thing that kind of jumped out to me in the early going was just how friendly the other coaches are with Dabo Swinney. It felt like kind of a coaching fraternity in the ACC, and that's a little bit of a change for me. I don't know if the other coach's philosophy is keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I have no idea if that's the philosophy there, but I would just say that the other coaches to Dabo Swinney were a lot more friendly, cordial than I might expect them to be. I'm not expecting them to throw sharp, pointy objects at him. But at the same time, I wouldn't expect to necessarily see them hanging out with Dabo, and that's what I saw today. It looked like the coaches hanging out with Dabo, picking Dabo's brain. Why wouldn't you try to do that? I suppose, pick the brain of the best. But, certainly those are the kind of things that stand out to you, that jump off the page to you here. Okay, we are still efforting the representative of the Orange Bowl, and coming up next on the show, a regular show for you guys today, even though we're live here, open phone lines for you at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. You can get to us on Twitter, at Mark Ryan on air, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, and the text line is there for you as well, 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Coming up next on the show, why Clemson's biggest fear, I don't believe, will ever come to fruition. We're live on location at the Westin in Charlotte for ACC kickoff. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, broadcasting live from the ACC kickoff. Great to be here with you guys today. A who's who of media members.
By the way, I have to apologize to you.
Yes.
That is Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
It is. Now, can you get him on our show, Lonzo? That's the challenge here. We've got all these people in front of us. All you got to do, Lonzo, is go up to them and ask them.
You're right. And you
know
what?
Will you come on our
show?
There
is a people person here, and there's a tech person here. And I would not be the people person. You would be the people person.
Yeah, but I got a show to host, Lonzo. That's the problem.
And if I'm not here, the show will crash.
that's the problem. So We hope to be able to bring some guests to you, but that will depend on Lonzo's willingness to go and recruit some of these guests.
Mark Ryan being able to do it during a break.
During the breaks, we will do the best that we possibly
Here's
can.
Here's the thing: we have scheduled people, and if they don't show up, whose fault is that? That's not my fault. That's not your fault.
That's true, but we also got to go track them down when we have them and they're not showing up. We were supposed to have a representative from the Orange Bowl in the last segment, and honestly, you guys know I'm transparent with you. We just couldn't find them. There's so many people in here. Sturge had set up this interview for us, and we're here obviously on the air doing our jobs.
And see, here's the thing about Sturge. He knows every person in this room.
Yeah.
And he would go, there he is, and yell for him and get him to come over here. I don't know what the guy looks like, so I got to go find someone who knows what he looks like. I get through the throng of people, and I only have a couple seconds to get there.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Great scene. A lot of familiar faces here. Dino Babers, Syracuse head coach, walking by us right now. And rolling here 1-4 today, Offsides with Mark Ryan. Going to have a ton of fun on the show today with you guys. Patrick will be taking your calls at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number. In a few minutes, why Clemson's number one fear, the number one fear of Clemson fans, in my opinion, is unfounded. An either-or ACC edition is coming your way today. College football over-unders. In college football here today, why the SEC and the ACC have the same problem, in my opinion, which might surprise some of you, ranking the ACC's coaches. I was asked to do this by a listener, Chris, that tweeted me a list of the ACC's coaches, and definitely want to share that with you over the course of the show, because my list ranking the ACC's coaches, different from many. Plus, how is this ACC season going to play out? Who first to last in the ACC Atlantic, in the ACC Coastal? We will make our predictions. There's no doubt about it. The ACC is in a precarious position right now, trying to establish itself as a football powerhouse. Everyone knows they're one of the Power Five conferences, but of late, let's be honest, on the gridiron, the conference has taken it on the nose. And, I don't know that Alabama's dominance has been great for the SEC. I don't know that Clemson's dominance has been great for the ACC. I think, if you're a kid that doesn't want to go to Clemson, you're looking elsewhere. You're looking outside the ACC because you don't feel like you can compete with Clemson. What blue chip player does not want to compete for championships? And if you don't want to live in Clemson, South Carolina, I think you're looking away from Florida State, Boston College, Louisville, NC State, Syracuse, Wake Forest, North Carolina, Miami. I think you're looking away from those teams right now because you don't feel like you can compete for a championship. And I feel like that's the way that it is. I think that's kind of the lay of the land right now in college athletics. So be that as it may, I do want to get to this. My belief is, and I know if you consider yourself to be a Clemson fan, I know that your biggest fear, that your biggest worry is that one day you're going to lose Dabo Swinney. And you don't need to hide that fact. That's not a secret in any stretch of the imagination, right? That's certainly no secret. But in my belief, and everybody's biggest fear as well, Clemson fans, the biggest fear of Clemson fans is that they're going to lose Dabo Swinney to Alabama. And I'm going to have a blog up tomorrow on ESPNUpstate.com. The title of the blog is Fear Not Clemson, Dabo to Bama, Not Now, Not Ever. And I want to kind of give you a preview of that now and reveal why I believe that's the case. I don't think he's going to Alabama. I really don't. It's always the same thing. I grew up with an uncle who told me, Mark, what you fear is near. So kind of like the law of attraction works. The law of attraction works. What you really want in life, you attract to you through your behaviors and actions and so on and so forth. I think the reverse is also true. I think the reverse is also true. I think you look at, if you worry about something negative over and over and over again, you will it into fruition. And I think Clemson fans are at that point of they're thrilled with where they are right now. They're ecstatic with where they are, but they're thinking about the future, and they're thinking, okay, Dabo Swinney is our savior. Exactly how long are we going to have this guy? This guy that yours truly met earlier today, a couple of hours ago in the main ballroom here. So in a recent conversation with ESPN, Dabo Swinney, when asked the same question that he's always asked about Alabama, said the following: who knows? They may do away with college football in 3 years. There may be no college football. They may want to professionalize college athletics. Well, then maybe I'll go to the pros. If I'm going to coach pro football, I might as well do that. Or who knows, I may get a terrible president or a terrible AD one day. I have no idea what's down the road. And so you hear that, and you're a Clemson fan, and you start to panic a little bit, and you start to say, oh, dear God, here he goes, and what is he going to do, and how is he going to leave? And allow your not-so-humble host to brighten the day for you here, Clemson Nation. Unless you will it into existence, Dabo Swinney is not going to be the head coach at the University of Alabama. Certainly not now, and definitively not ever, my opinion. I was talking to Dabo Swinney today about the vibe that I experienced firsthand attending the spring game in early April. And what a beautiful scene it was. The rolling hills, the family atmosphere, the championship vibe. It was impossible not to get caught up in the whole thing. You know, it's like walking around in Shangri-La, man. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable vibe. I was tweeting about it from our station Twitter account, posting it on Facebook, and people were really responsive to it. I said, this is what a championship vibe feels like. The family atmosphere, the friendliness of the people on the campus there. It was impossible not to get caught up. Who would ever want to leave that? Many of us are grass is greener types. I've been guilty of being that person over the course of my career. I have. I've been guilty of feeling like, okay, maybe the grass is greener somewhere else, or, you know, professionally, personally, I've been guilty of doing that. And I think Dabo Swinney realizes that his bread is buttered at Clemson, and that he has it the best. He's living his best life there. There's no doubt about it. The feel of a game day there, even a spring football game day at Clemson, is as special as it gets. Life is too good for Dabo at little old Clemson. They've given him the most lucrative deal in the history of college football here, right? So little old Clemson, and Scott Van Pelt has said we should never call them little old Clemson ever again. They're his baby. Clemson is Dabo Swinney's baby. They're his child, and who wouldn't want to see that child mature into the adult version of its full potential? You don't work as hard as Dabo has to build the operation only to jump ship before you've had the chance to enjoy sustained excellence and the continued fruits of your labor. At Clemson, Dabo is the icon. And healthy or not, he is the deity. We can talk about whether that's a healthy thing to deify our head coaches. Dabo Swinney's a deity at Clemson. There's no doubt about that. Wherever he leads, they will follow. Clemson never achieved their current level of success BD before Dabo, and the odds are they won't come close AD. And you don't need my help there after Dabo Swinney. All right? Now, if Dabo went to Alabama, he'd simply be maintaining what's already been done there. There's nothing unprecedented that can be accomplished in Tuscaloosa. Whereas Dabo Swinney is rewriting Clemson's history daily in present day. He's rewriting that history on a daily basis, day in and day out. And despite the fact that he went to school in crimson colors, taking care of someone else's baby is never as fun and fulfilling as nurturing your own, right? Never. At Alabama, he'd constantly be compared to Nick Saban. At Clemson, every future coach would and will be compared to him. No, Dabo should never leave. Should Dabo ever leave this place where he lives this life all of us could only dream of, it will be to the NFL. That's the only challenge he hasn't undertaken. It's possible one day he may choose to cross that bridge. It's possible he may decide that Clemson has become his forever home, and that home is where the heart is for him. But judging from previous mediocre and brief ventures of elite college coaches into the professional ranks, Steve Spurrier and Nick Saban coming to mind, Dabo setting his sights on becoming the greatest coach in the history of college football might be more his appetite. I mean, why wouldn't that appeal to you? You can go to the NFL and be one of many, or you can chase the likes of Bear Bryant and Nick Saban in college football and be determined to go down as the greatest ever. Could we not all agree he's off to a fantastic start? Who would have ever thought that a recruiting class ranked number 11 would be able to beat the recruiting classes that Nick Saban was pulling at Alabama? The reason why everybody felt Alabama was unbeatable is because you had the best coach and you had the best recruiting class. I certainly didn't think it was possible to beat Nick Saban with an inferior class to what he had, with a class not even in the top 10. I didn't think that was ever possible. Never thought that was possible. If Dabo stays at Clemson, he can chase the title of GOAT status throughout the history of college football. All right? The list of coaches who've won multiple national championships is a very, very small one. He's already elevated past the stature of the likes of Urban Meyer, for example. Urban Meyer, 3 national championships, yes, but all of the baggage that comes with it. Dabo Swinney, 2 national championships and climbing. If it's me, folks, if it's my life, if it's my goals and dreams, I want to become one of one. I don't want to become one of many. That doesn't appeal to me. I love the college lifestyle. I would love to be able to be Dabo Swinney and big man on campus and a deity and a god at my respective institution. So, no, I don't think for those reasons and all of the reasons I shared with you, I do not believe that Dabo Swinney ever will leave Clemson for Alabama. I do not foresee a situation where that would ever happen. I cannot see the scenario. I know Clemson. I know the clause they put in his contract. He has a bigger buyout to leave to go to Alabama, which means they're concerned about that. And I don't think they should be, and I don't think you should be. I think if college football becomes monetized, the only risk is he goes to the NFL. But if I'm Dabo Swinney and he knows his place and he knows how the people in Clemson feel about him and he understands his spot in college football, he is a celebrity. You know, I mean, Lonzo, I shook hands a couple hours ago with someone who shook hands with Drake last month. Right? I mean, think about that for a minute.
Is that really how you look at that?
I've got 1 degree to Drake right now, man. I mean, it's incredible. And I think
that's not a thing now, like with Kevin Bacon, is it? Because it should not be.
7 degrees to Kevin Bacon. I've got 1 degree to Drake. How do you like them apples? That's fantastic.
That means you're close to Canada.
So my belief is Dabo's not going anywhere. Not out, not now, not ever, especially to Alabama. Agree or disagree with this assessment, ladies and gentlemen? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. The text line is there for you, 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. And Twitter, where we'll get to your tweets during the show.
Hey, can I make a quick apology?
Yeah.
I tweeted out a picture of you and I accidentally tagged Sturge. My bad. I can't fix it.
Listen, man, you have no permission to tweet pictures of me out that I don't even get a chance to smile for. What am I even doing?
Sure I do. That's part of my job here is to take pictures.
Patrick is doing the hard work for us back in the network studios. Patrick, agree or disagree, Dabo Swinney will never leave Clemson for Alabama.
I think he'd be an idiot to leave Clemson for Alabama. I mean, he's basically set up everything over here in Clemson. He runs the ship that is Clemson. Why go there just to be compared to Nick Saban and Bear Bryant?
That's the thing. I mean, you've created the baby. You're going to be compared to Nick Saban no matter what you do at Alabama. At Clemson, everyone's going to be compared to you.
Before him, there was Danny Ford, and no one thought that anybody would come along to erase what Danny Ford has done, but Dabo has done that. Now Danny Ford is an afterthought, and Dabo is the man. Why would you go somewhere and not be the man anymore?
I don't mean to disparage the state that I now live in, but I didn't think it was possible to win a national championship in the state of South Carolina. I didn't think it was. I didn't think, and I've seen that South Carolina doesn't have the fertile recruiting ground that states like Alabama and Florida have. The players, the high school players aren't, the caliber of player isn't the same. But I didn't think a team from South Carolina would ever be able to recruit nationally. You got to recruit nationally here in order to win a national championship. You've got a decent talent base, but not enough to win at the highest level. And what Clemson has been able to do here is unbelievable. They've become the it national brand. You know, you see that paw that faces upward and to the right wherever you go. And allow me, when we come back here on the show, I'm going to share with you a particular vibe that is unmistakable that I'm picking up here at the ACC kickoff today. There's a vibe, you can feel it in the air, and I'll tell you all about what it is when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right after this, live from the ACC kickoff on ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys live at the ACC kickoff at the Westin in Charlotte, North Carolina. Here we are, and what a fun time this is. A who's who's list of coaches and players and former stars and, You recruit guests here everywhere you go. I just went to the restroom during the break, and standing in the restroom, and listen, there's, I
you
did,
did
I
you once, did not.
No, check
Tell
this
me
out.
You did. Tell me you did.
Check
not.
This out. Check this out. So, I did do a social experiment one time because I always wondered, like, is chatting with a dude at the urinal, is that inbounds or out of bounds? And five said it's inbound, and five said it was out of bounds. Right. And so I tried it 10 different times for a social experiment, and five dudes talked back to me, and five guys acted like they were deaf and they couldn't hear a word I was saying there. And it was like very clear. I'm at the urinal. Don't talk to me while I'm at the urinal. So that's not what just happened here. Okay. But I ran into Tanner Muse, the safety of Clemson safety, as he was leaving the stall. And even though I had to use the restroom, I said, "Hey man, I paused the restroom break, Lonzo. I said, hey, I'm with ESPN Upstate. I'd love to have you on. Such a nice young man." And they said they're going to do their best to try to work him into our schedule here, Lonzo. So we'll see. We'll see if we're able to get Tanner Muse on.
So you cornered a safety bathroom.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, which is, not so easy to do. Not so easy to do, but we asked, and asking you shall receive, and it's just amazing out here what happens. You ask people, and they're willing to help you out, and what a cool scene it is.
Or you seem creepy in the bathroom, and he just said yes, and he's not coming anywhere near us.
Aaron, so nice to meet you, man. I'm meeting people here on the air. Aaron Cheslock, no problem. Is one of our area TV
he
guys.
He should know better.
Yeah, no problem. Great to meet Aaron.
He's been on Sturge with a bunch of times, so he should know.
Yeah, great to meet him.
I think he did it on purpose.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Well, it's three or four times here. Lonzo, some of the people here are making me feel like a VIP. I'm being recognized out here. You know, it's kind of a cool feeling because our profession can be a lonely profession at times. But I have felt, here today, being in this career now for going on my 14th year, three or four times today, I've heard from behind, Mark Ryan. So it's kind of a cool feeling when, number one, I've never been to ACC kickoff, and two, I've never been to Charlotte. So, it's cool to have some people know who you are and know some people here. It's really, really cool. I guess that's what happens. We're in a very small business, very small industry, and you get to know people after a little while.
The cool part is I've heard some of these people on Sturge's show and other places, and I've never actually seen what they look like. And it's cool finally, matching a picture with a voice.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I'll tell you guys what's eating me up right now is that, there's people that I want to get on the show, and they're standing around doing nothing, and I only have a select few minutes during the commercial break to try to corral them. So, for example, in the last segment, I'm talking about Dabo Swinney. Dino Babers of Syracuse is literally standing right in front of our table doing nothing, just hanging around. And I gotta wait till commercial break to try to go see if I can't, flag him down. And then by the time we get to commercial break, he's no longer there. So anyway, we got to try to be opportunistic out here today and try to get some of these people here on the show. And what a fun scene it is. Here's Dabo Swinney, Lonzo, walking by. Dabo Swinney now making the rounds here. And you can feel like Dabo Swinney walks in, and it's part of what I'm telling you about here today. Is that wherever he goes, the eyes follow, the cameras follow, wherever he is. He's the only person here today that is generating that type of response. And, a lot of people were wondering, well, why is Dabo making this world tour in the summertime? Why is he going to shoot baskets with the Toronto Raptors? Boy, Dabo was a stroke of gold for them. They had to get over the Drake curse.
So what you're saying is Dabo canceled the Drake course? Is
that not only did Dabo cancel the Drake curse, Dabo's going to be required to go down there now every single year. Dabo's a stroke of luck. What that Dabo Swinney national tour did over the summer was further Clemson's national brand. And then when you're seen in Toronto, then you start building an international brand. And the national brand that Dabo Swinney has brought, I mean, you see this, right, Lonzo? Look at what's going on here. Dabo Swinney walks in, and what do you see? TV cameras, media people, all hovering around him.
I'm taking your word for it. All I see is the TV people. So.
And they're hovered around Dabo Swinney. He's the only person here who is getting that kind of response. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. All right. Coming up next on the show, more of the interesting vibe that I'm feeling here that punches you right in the face as soon as you arrive here at the Westin for ACC kickoff. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan live on location at the ACC kickoff. I just learned something about Lonzo. He thinks that that James Bates, former Florida Gator, current TV personality, is Mark Richt.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you deleted it.
Lonzo, I have no idea what you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah.
Just once again, fake news.
Lonzo tweeted a picture of myself and James Bates.
Never
and
happened.
Said Mark Ryan and Mark Richt. It's okay, Lonzo.
And now whoever that person is, you'll never get a picture because I won't send it to you.
Michael Stathakis says it'd be a real shame if someone noticed what Mark had forgotten to do. And in the picture, my fly was open, Lonzo. Michael Stathakis, shame on you for putting your eyes down there. Shame on you. I don't know what you're thinking, Michael. The real S117 says Dabo killed the Drake curse with the magic $2 bill. And he's wearing the $2 bill. Folks, the special vibe that exists here is as follows, okay? It is so clear that everybody in all of the media entities are here to see Clemson. And it is so clear. It feels like Clemson is the professional team here, and then they're joined by a bunch of minor league teams. That's what this feels like to me. That's the vibe that I'm picking up here, and I've picked it up the entire day. I picked it up the entire day. Yes, Lonzo, my fly was open. Yes, my fly was open. But listen here. Why is Michael Stathakis zooming in and looking at that? Why are you looking at that? I mean, I don't act like you're not impressed.
Okay? I didn't notice until you said it. I wanted to see if he was joking with you or not.
Don't act like you're not impressed, okay? Really, don't act that way. It's I don't know, Lonzo. I mean, I feel like this vibe, you know, whenever Clemson guys are going around, everyone's following them. When I've been talking to the other media outlets here today, from all over the southeastern part of the United States, I found a station as far away as Boston here today, who's here covering Boston College.
I was going to say Boston College.
Right, yeah. Boston College is represented here today. But all of the media entities, when I've met them, the question I've been asked is, who do you have from Clemson? Who do you have coming on from Clemson? I've been asked that over and over and over again today. It's all everybody cares about. And if I'm one of these coaches here today and I'm picking up on this vibe, it is really curdling my cheese. It really is, because I don't want to be an afterthought to anybody. And it's obvious that, number one, we came here on the right day. It was planned that we would be here on the same day as Clemson. But number two, it feels like Clemson and a bunch of the also-rans. I got to lower my volume when I say that, because we're surrounded. Louisville's head coach, Scott Satterfield, is doing a radio interview about 10 feet from me right now. So I gotta lower the volume. I don't want to get thrown through the window by an ACC football coach. But it's so patently obvious to me that this is a one-team media day. This is a one-team kickoff, and that every single team in the ACC should bow down at the altar of Clemson for creating this forum, this platform, for the rest of them. Everybody's here, folks, because of Clemson. That's why they're here. They're here to try to get an interview with Dabo Swinney, to try to get a word with Dabo like I did today, to try to touch college football royalty, and that's why they're here. And all of the other member institutions in the ACC are beneficiaries of that right now, today. It seems to me like most of the people here are having a really good time. You always wonder if media days are anxiety-inducing for people, but it's, you know, I've run into a lot of players. I found the North Carolina State's contingent to be particularly friendly. And it's just an obvious feeling. It's just an obvious vibe that it's Clemson and everybody else, and the media attention and the horde of people here, it just completely supports that. You know, whenever you see orange and purple enter the room, the cameras, the reporters, they follow, and they follow very, very, very quickly. Live on location are we here at ACC Media Days, ACC Kickoff in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is a fantastic scene. We are having a ton of fun. 2 hours left to go in the show out here today. Open phone lines for you. What do you hope to see out of the ACC this year? If you're a Clemson fan, are you hoping to see better competitive balance? Up next, why the ACC is in a perilous place from these eyes. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, live at the Westin, Charlotte, North Carolina. You're Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.